This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A controversial development project is dividing the citizens of San Antonio, Texas. Municipal approval has been given to build a golf resort on sensitive land that recharges the city's aquifer. The resort would be run by the Professional Golfers Association. At stake are issues of clean drinking water, money, politics, and democracy. NPR's John Burnett reports the dispute over PGA Village shows the interplay between local politics and sprawl.
The 2,800-acre PGA Village would normally be a plum for any city. A golf school and three 18-hole courses operated by the prestigious PGA, plus a resort hotel, homes, and condos. The problem is, they want to build the golf resort over the sole source of drinking water for San Antonio, the nation's ninth largest city. The picturesque juniper-studded hills north of town sit atop the recharge zone for the Edwards Aquifer. Geologists warn that development can block recharge and that runoff can contaminate groundwater with lawn chemicals and gasoline.
There is a quorum present, Your Honor.
Thank you, Norma. It's Rabbi.
2 weeks ago, the San Antonio City Council was eager to vote on the PGA Village and end the bitter year-long debate. Mayor Ed Garza spoke for many business, community, and political leaders.
This is the best choice today for this council, for this land, over the recharge zone. And I believe that the standard we're setting on the living wage, the environmental protections here today, the economic development that will come, represent a positive direction for our city.
The City Council approved the golf resort, but the vote only hardened PGA opponents. In April, after the council passed an earlier version of the golf resort, opponents fanned out into the city and gathered 107,000 signatures on a petition to force a popular vote. Faced with a divisive citywide referendum on the PGA, the mayor went back to the developer, Lumbermen's Investment Corporation of Austin, and crafted a new proposal. Not only did the second plan preserve tax advantages for PGA Village, it was also referendum-proof. The antis, like former councilwoman Maria Berriozabal, charged that the city and the developer had subverted the electorate.
Lobbyists come before this council and get whatever they want. But 107,000 signatures don't mean anything, and that is the problem.
Traditionally, San Antonio puts big contentious water issues to a vote, up or down. And clearly, some petition signers do not like that right stripped from them.
It has to go to the people, not the council, the people.
A worker on a city crew, wearing rubber boots and a blue bandana, stands in a pool of foul brown liquid and wrestles a section of sewer pipe into place. He declines to give his name.
See the work we're doing? This is for the people, for us, for everybody, for the public. The council is only the ones that run the city, but the people is the whole voice of the city. If the people have no voice, then what do you want a council for?
A group called Save Our Aquifer has sued the city, claiming that by preventing a vote on the PGA project, it violated the Federal Voting Rights Act. Attorney Amy Castilli announced the lawsuit in front of the federal courthouse.
Don't be fooled, and the people of San Antonio are not fooled. What was passed yesterday was exactly what was the object of the referendum petition, and to have a city council willing to sell off our right to vote because the PGA doesn't want to deal with the voters. It's outrageous.
It's also terrible timing. The day the council voted, two council members had recently been indicted on federal bribery charges unrelated to the PGA project.
That suggests a set of elected officials who at the same time see some members of their body charged with the most blatant kind of corruption, have seen their public image and repute called into question, and then feel comfortable saying, the public, nah, doesn't much matter.
That was Haywood Sanders, chairman of the Department of Public Administration at the University of Texas at San Antonio and a longtime student of local politics. There have also been insistent questions about legal contributions by PGA interests to council members. Two registered lobbyists working for Lumbermen's gave at least $26,000 to eight council members in 2001 and 2002. And another contributor, close to the mayor, owns land adjoining the proposed resort site. Council members sat stonily as an anti-PGA activist read a list of names and dollar figures.
Gene Powell, your campaign manager, Mayor Ed Garza, is a developer who has invested in hundreds of acres close by the Lumbermen's PGA Village site. He gave council members $6,900. Lloyd Denton of Denton Developers also owns hundreds of acres close to the PGA Village.
An Austin nonprofit called Campaigns for People, which supports campaign finance reform, has analyzed contributions to and actions by the San Antonio City Council. It documented what it called systemic problems of big donors, including development interests, receiving favorable treatment from the city. Bill Kaufman frequently lobbies for developers at City Hall, and he worked for Lumbermans on the PGA plan. He rejects the notion that the $12,000 he gave to council members carries any weight.
And a suggestion that an annual contribution at a political fundraiser would influence a city councilman on everything I do is absurd, or anything I do.
City Councilman Julian Castro disagrees.
Being for the PGA Village project was the more campaign cash rich side to be on.
The 28-year-old Harvard-trained lawyer from a politically active family cast the lone vote against PGA Village.
Folks who are concerned about getting elected in the future want to know that they're going to have the ability to raise money. And that was the side to be on, particularly because you had a business community that was very mobilized in support of the PGA Village.
The other council members insist they approve the PGA project, not because of influence peddling, but because it's a good deal for the city. And compared to the alternative, it is. The PGA site plan limits impervious cover, such as pavement, to 25% of the entire project. It sets aside 700 acres of open space. It pays for monitoring of surface and groundwater. It even guarantees a living wage for PGA and hotel employees. Yet, if the city had not approved the golf resort, Lumbermans was threatening to build a conventional subdivision that would be exempt from current environmental controls. In short, to put in more of what's already there. Mile after mile of Walgreens, Target, Pizza Hut, Miracle Nails, Tan Island, Bed, Bath and Beyond, Dutch Boy Cleaners, and winding streets with names like Rancho Mirage and Redstone Woods. Nearly half the recharge zone within the county is already built on, despite a study by the U.S. Geological Survey clearly stating that development on the porous limestone hills increases the threat of groundwater contamination. Jim Blackburn is a respected environmental attorney from Houston who was hired by the city of San Antonio to vet the PGA plan. When he signed off on the golf resort, it was a major selling point.
The greatest risk to the aquifer is not from the PGA golf course, it's from the other grandfathered tracts that exist over the aquifer recharge area. That's the threat.
Blackburn is frustrated that San Antonio's developer-loving City Hall allowed Lumbermans to create its own worst-case scenario.
If they don't get a grip on these grandfathered facilities, I think that they run the risk of significantly damaging their water supply.
A federal judge is scheduled to hear arguments today in Save Our Aquifer versus the City of San Antonio. An executive with Lumbermans Investment says he's confident the lawsuit will fail and San Antonio's PGA Village will open as planned in October 2005. Meanwhile, the mayor has appointed an ethics commission to study how to clean up city government. John Burnett, NPR News, San Antonio.